today with the fact that we've all been disciplined by our mothers. Amen. We wouldn't be here today if we hadn't had some discipline. All right. Praise God. I know my mother used to say, go get the switch. We hated that switch. And she just would like eat our legs up with it. Ooh, ouch, ouch, ouch. We've all been disciplined. Amen. I remember I got one good switching. I had gotten a D on a paper that I should not have gotten that D on. And I kept looking at it, walking home. And then I got so engrossed in it, I didn't realize I was in front of the house. And so I said, oh, my goodness. Oh. And so I balled it up and I threw it on the street because I didn't want her to see that D. And so I went in, hi, how are you? And she said, I'm good. How are you? I'm good. She said, what was that you just balled up and threw out in the street? I said, I didn't know she was looking out the window. I had to go back out and get that D. Man, I didn't get the switching for the D. I got the switching for the throwing it in the street. Yeah, wanting her to see that D. Now, I'm not the only one that got a switching now. Amen. Praise God. We've all had to be disciplined. Praise God. So I want us to take a look at a granny who is disciplining her grandson. She's a granny that we all know and love. Amen. But we thank God for grandmothers, mothers, amen, sisters, foster parents, adoptive mothers who are willing to discipline to help us be all we can be. Praise your name, Lord.
Howdy, Granny.
Tetzel, finish my sweeping. I gotta go someplace.
No, ma'am, Granny.
What?
Sweeping is women's work.
You go cut me a hickory switch and you wait for me.
Granny, I told you before, there ain't no hickory switches, nor woodsheds in Beverly Hills.
No wonder they have to have policemen to watch the young'uns.
I ain't gonna bite on that one again. I'm too smart.
That a fact?
Yes, ma'am, Granny. Uncle Jed says it's because I go to school.
Oh, you're much too smart for a poor old woman that ain't had no schooling or nothing.
Yeah.
That'll be the day when you can outsmart your old granny.
Amen. High five your neighbor and say, go ahead, Granny. Go ahead, Granny. All right. Anybody here ever told you was getting your switching and your mother said, be quiet or I'll give you something to really cry about. All right now. I heard that a couple of times. Praise God. Praise God. And then I don't know why mothers feel that they have to draw the syllables out. Didn't I tell you not to go over there? You know, they had to draw it out. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Somebody else know about it. I wasn't the only one getting it. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, we need to listen to our moms. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Today is Mother's Day, and it's a day in which the spirit of love and appreciation for motherhood is expressed openly and in a meaningful way. It's a day in which we say thank you to the mothers and the grandmothers and the aunties and our adopted mothers, our mentors, our spiritual moms, our aunties, our play mothers, amen. Whether they were physical, spiritual, adoptive, foster, mentor, we celebrate them today, amen. We say praise your name, Lord Jesus. And all of our mothers, the godmothers and the adoptive mothers, spiritual mothers, our physical, all our mothers are so important. So on this day, it's good for us to think about how much the mothers in our lives really do. Amen. For being a mother is not easy, saints. It's not a walk in the park. It is difficult. It reminds me of a father who was trying to explain the concept of marriage to his 4-year-old daughter, and he got out their wedding album, and thinking that visual images would help, he explained the entire wedding service as they went from page to page. And when he was finished, he asked if she had any questions. And she pointed to the picture of the wedding party, and she asked, she says, Daddy, is that the day when Mommy came to work for us? Hallelujah. Amen. It's a lot of work. Amen. And today we want to give a shout out. We want to give a hoo-hoo. Hallelujah. A big thank you. Amen. To all of our mothers and grandmothers and play mothers and spiritual mothers, because it is a very difficult job. So right now, I just want us to make some Holy Ghost noise. Let's just give it up. Woo! Woo! Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother. For without our mothers, oh my goodness, we would not have made it to this point. Amen. Our mothers have provided great guidance. Amen. Comfort and stability. Praise your name. And the Word of God says, honor your mother. And if you would take out your sermon note sheet, that is the title of our Mother Day's message for this day, and it's exactly that. Let's say that together. Honor your mother. But first, saints, let's join our hearts in prayer. Oh, gracious, loving God, on this glad day of celebration in which we honor motherhood, Lord, may every heart be encouraged as we actively listen and respond to the preaching of your word. And may you be greatly glorified in each life and each family, oh God. And we thank you ahead of time in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. The second Sunday in May has been set aside as a day in which we pay special tribute, special honor to our mothers. So let's take a closer look at our Old Testament text for this Lord's Day. Deuteronomy 5:16, it reads, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Now, saints, Moses received this commandment from God. What does it mean to honor our father and mother? Now, we know that our fathers and mothers have made mistakes, and some of them have been something else. Amen. They've been something else, some of them. Praise God. But we're called to honor them, too. In the original language, the word honor literally means to make heavy. In other words, Scripture is saying we are not to take our parents lightly. And God calls us to actively give them respect and reverence. Hallelujah. Amen. Even with their mistakes, to give them respect and reverence. Honor your father and mother is the fifth commandment in the Ten Commandments. And that is recorded in Exodus chapter 20. Now here in Deuteronomy 5:16, we have an instruction for living, saints, that's full of promise. How many here today would like for your days to be long? You would like to be here a while. Amen. Amen. It's in this passage. How many here today would like it to be well with you? Amen. Praise God. It sounds good to me, like a life full of happiness and blessing. The Hebrew word translated honor is kabod. It basically means weighty. It is a call to recognize and esteem the value of one's father and mother. The New Testament word in Greek is time. It's pronounced time, which basically means value or price paid. So, to honor another is to value that person, to respect and to esteem that individual, to regard the importance of him or her. So, saints, the essence of life is our relationships. Our relationship with God, our relationship with ourselves, and our relationship with others. And if those relationships are working well, then everything is working. But if those relationships are not, no amount of money, no amount of prestige, no amount of fame, no matter anything else, saints, is going to make us happy and content. So, saints, an essential key to living a long, fulfilling life is right here in this text. And that key is learning how to give honor to others. Well, one way to honor another is to try to make them proud. Has anybody here tried to make your mother proud? Anybody try? All right. Hallelujah. Amen. Most of us have wanted to make our mother proud. Amen. We wanted to do something in our lives that would please our mothers. We wanted to show them a good report card. I knew she wasn't going to like that D. I just didn't know she was looking out the window. All right. Now, for some of us, even after their death, we still want to honor our mothers and please them. Praise your name. Well, saints, this wanting to honor our mothers, it began when we were children. How many know, little ones, they will bring you pictures. They'll bring it to your the nursery teachers, life-sharing mothers in their lives. And they'll say, look what I draw. Oh, look, look. And they are looking for us to say, oh, you know, you really colored in the lines good. You know, you're creative. And then when a mother, grandmother, auntie will hang it up on the refrigerator, oh, we know we made it then. We know we're destined to be great. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Well, you know, I can remember when my mother had taught me to make a bed, a real perfect-looking bed. And I was so proud. And I got up one morning, I made that bed. I told her, Mom, come on, I got something to show you. I said, oh, look at that. Look at that. I said, you'll never have to make my bed again, Mom. And I said, and when I can, I'm going to come in your room and help make your bed for you, too. Praise God. Hallelujah. I had mastered that talent, and I wanted her to be happy. And growing up, Susan and I, we said speeches at Easter, Christmas, Children's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day. We was always up there saying the speeches. And then we would always be looking to see if she was smiling, you know. And so afterwards, we would go and look at her like, did we do good? Did we do good? And then she said, oh, you did so good. We know we was on our way to the ice cream store. Yeah, we always got ice cream cone for saying our speech is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, praise God. And when we graduate, our diplomas mean more to our mothers than they do to us. Amen. More to our aunties and to our grandmas. You know, they want to keep it. No, go ahead. Praise God. Oh, because they know the prayers they have sent up. They know the sacrifice. They know the love that they have. There is a story told of a little fellow who, meeting his mother's approval, he was 4 years old, and he just wanted his mother to be happy. And he noticed his mother was just frustrated, and she was her day wasn't going good, and she just screamed out, oh, I think I've lost my mind. And so she sat down. She was sitting for a while. Then she looked over there, and he was looking in the closet and under the couch, and he was looking under the pillows. And she said, what are you doing? And he answered, well, you said you lost your mind, so I'm just going around here seeing if I can find it for you. Is it in the closet? He was everywhere. And nothing she could do but put this big smile. Her day had been made. Her day was good the rest of the day. And it just took him to do that. Oh, praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, you know, saints, no matter where we go, what we do, or what we become, a large part of the credit, a large part of the blame, amen, goes to our mothers. Praise God. Our mothers leave a lasting imprint upon us. Amen. When they're present and even when they're absent, their genetic trail is there right in us. Amen. We cannot escape the impact our mothers have on our lives. Take, for instance, our newly elected President Barack Obama's mother, Ann Soturo. I've spent some time looking up her life, and she spent a great deal of her life helping people. According to those who have written about her, there's quite a few books already, she was in charge of a microfinance program in Indonesia that made small loans to poor people to help lift them out of poverty. She herself was not poor, but she lived among the poor, and she worked desperately to help them. She helped villagers get refrigerators for their huts, stocked medicine to help cure blindness, and administered small donations that helped them plant and harvest food for their families. She returned repeatedly to help villagers in Indonesia. And as I continued to read about her, she was smart as a whip. She believed in helping people, and she was never intimidated by the odds. She had a sense of humor and was extremely decent and dedicated her life to making the world a better place. She touched many lives there in the poor villages of Indonesia directly with her compassion and her care. Young Barack studied for 5 years in the schools of Indonesia. He listened to his mother's frustrations. He saw her efforts and felt her desire to change the world. And he emulated her sense of humor, her feel for people, and desire to change the conditions for the poor. And saints, just as his humble beginnings began at the feet of his mother, influenced his life, so does the life of each and every one of us. So does the life and teachings of every mother influence our lives. Praise your name. Well, saints, every woman who strives to be a good mother, a good grandmother, a good mentor, a good adoptive mother, foster mother, we can all just hope that the little ones that we are teaching and raising and guiding, that they will be able to reach out and touch things even farther than we have. Every mother hopes that her child will stand taller than she did in the crowd and speak with a voice that's louder than her own. And so today we salute our own mothers and all mothers and grandmothers and aunties and play mothers who have passed on a spirit of faith, amen, and hope and love that is sustained by a powerful trust in the Lord God Almighty. We salute women of faith who have nurtured us. We are here because we have been nurtured, saints. Some mother somewhere loved us, because wherever, whoever God brought in, maybe it was the next door neighbor who just took us under her wing, and she loved us. Hallelujah. That is a legacy. And that's the unique character trait of all mothers. They never give up. Sometimes we have to let our children bump their head so that they can learn a few things. And that's so hard to do. Amen. It's so hard. But sometimes we just let them do it, and we keep hoping and praying and praying and hoping. In our text, 2 Timothy 1, 3 through 7, the Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy, says, I thank God whom I serve as my forefathers did with a clear conscience as night and day. I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you. Saints, Mother's Day is a good day to review the basics of a mother's priority. Now, we find in 2 Timothy 1, verses 1 through 7, Paul is writing to a young pastor, which he had taken under his wings to train. So look at your sermon note sheet, and we're going to look at some truths about mama. Hallelujah. All right, saints, good mothers, grandmothers, aunties, anywhere in the world seem to share four unique truth traits. Doesn't matter whether she's in the cold of Alaska, she's in the heat of Africa, whether she's in the cotton field in Mississippi. Don't matter where the mama is, they seem to have these four traits. All four traits are in Proverbs 31, 25 through 26. And it reads, all four are there. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. All right, saints, beginning together, what is the first trait we see of mama? Mama is strong. Good mothers are strong, and they teach their children to be strong. Strength in this sense is not just a physical. It is a measure of will and fortitude. It is the capacity to continue on in life, even when things around us aren't looking good, that we have been learned from our moms. We've watched them, that we're not going to give up. And this spirit is Ephesians 6:10, where it says, finally, brothers and sisters, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So mothers, they persevere and they inspire strength to their children. Amen. So we see that mama is strong. And then what is the second? Mama is wise. Mothers teach their young to act wisely, and good mothers do it themselves. Wisdom is her ability to be able to weigh options and then to act responsibly. So acting wisely is a truth here that touches many areas of life. I heard a mother tell me this week, she shared with her son this week. She says, son, listen to me. I have forgotten more than you will ever know. Just hear me now. I know what I'm talking about. You're looking at me like I don't, but I know what I'm talking about. Now listen to me, son. She went on to say, I've already been where you are going. I already been there, done that. Listen to me. Much of mother's wisdom comes from learning our own mistakes. We've been there. Don't try to fool us, and don't try to look at us like we don't know what we're talking about. Some things we've learned from our own mothers, amen. And it pays to listen to what your mother is telling you. Hallelujah. And sometimes we call that a mother's wit. And it's something that God gives every godly woman. Amen. We thank God for wisdom. Now, what's the third thing that mama has? Mama is honorable. Mama tells us, you stand for something or you gonna fall for anything. Amen. That's a truth taught by millions of mamas all over the world, as they encourage their children to live lives in a way that demonstrates integrity, demonstrates dignity and respect. So the godly mother is one who has a sense of honor and integrity. Praise God. Moms promote the dignity, amen, of giving an honest day labor for an honest day work. Amen. Don't stay in the bed all day. Hallelujah. Get up. Put your clothes on. Amen. All those things mother taught us. Brush your teeth. Amen. Comb your hair. Put that Vaseline on. And you know what? People talk about that. They talk about that. But you know why? We people of color have such beautiful skin, I'm telling you. And we do look younger, a lot longer, because our mothers made us look like little grease monkeys when we was little. Oh, Susan and I, we used to hate going out the door. Look at, oh, we just all greased down. Oh, my goodness. But I thank you today, Mother. I thank you today, Mother. I thank you because the wrinkles don't come as quick. She knew what she was doing when she put all that on our face. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. She knew. Mother said, take pride in the way you look. We may not have a lot of money, but you don't have to go out looking dirty. Amen. And go up there and iron out those pants. Iron that dress, girl. You ain't going out there looking like that. All right. We may not have to have a lot, but we don't have to look like we don't have a lot. Praise God. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother. All right, saints, what's the fourth thing about Mama? Mama is kind. Amen. She taught us to do unto others. Amen. And it's a golden rule that our mothers have followed, and they have taught us. They have taught us compassion. Amen. How many here today have seen your mother go out to the next door neighbor and take a cake when she knew that they weren't feeling well over there? Or visit the hospital. Amen. You watched your mother. You watched your aunt. Go visit the sick and shut in. And take time to take something to somebody who is less fortunate. Praise God for our mothers who taught us that. Thank you for your kindness. We was watching you, Mother. And God was instilling that into us as we watched you. Hallelujah. Thank God for the mothers who have had feelings for what others are going through. Amen. And we thank God that that has come over to us, that we can learn how to care for people who are going through pain and suffering, and sympathize and empathize with their frustrations and their losses, and they always be ready to listen. Amen. And to help others. This is, we've watched our mothers and we've watched our neighbors who love the Lord do these things, and they have come into us too. Amen. So we must remember that we thank God for our mothers. And the most powerful truth that good mothers teach their children is that we must take our hands and put them in the hands of the Lord. How many here, your mother told you you needed the Lord? She took you to Sunday school. She took you to church, even when you didn't want to go. Sometimes she had to grab your ear like this. That's how you went to church. That's right. And then when she sat down, you trying to go to sleep, she'll pinch you. It wasn't no like no pinch like this. She twisted. Amen. Praise God. We didn't like it then, but our mothers was putting our hands in God's hand. She's saying, pay attention and hear what God can do for you. Don't you go to sleep. You're missing out on the awesome plan God has for your life. Hallelujah. Saints, not only have mothers placed their own lives in God's hands, they have sought to place our hands in God's hands as well. We look in the Word of God. We see when Jochebed realized that her son Moses was going to be killed, she made him a straw basket, and she put him in the Nile River. She got Miriam, his sister. She says, follow him. Just watch him. And she let him go because she was looking out for her little son. She was placing little Moses in God's hands. We look at Hannah. She carried young Samuel to the priest to be trained by the priest. What she was doing when she took him there, she was placing little Samuel in God's hands. Hallelujah. I want you to know today, somebody is here today because your mother prayed for you. Your mother took some time and she prayed for you. Hallelujah. I want you to know, somebody here today, that you have been taken out of the worldly life, drinking and partying all night, doing all kind of things that are not godly and not of God, but you had a mama, you had a grandmama, you had an auntie, you had a spiritual mother who cared about you, and they prayed for you. They took some time, and the Lord was able to snatch you back from the road you was taking. Hallelujah. Oh, some of us was headed towards some awful things, but because of mama and a grandmama and an auntie, hallelujah, they just kept lifting you to the Lord. They just kept talking to you. They just kept praying for you. Hallelujah. Sometime, like little granny, Jethro was so much bigger than her. She said, you go out and you pick a hickory stick and meet me at the woodshed. Hallelujah. Some of us, we think we got too big for a whooping. Amen. But some of them grannies, they done showed us just how big we was. Amen. Amen. And we each ought to rise up and say, thank you. Thank you for those who prayed for me. Thank you for those who kept talking to me. Thank you for those who never gave up on me. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. And that's why the Apostle Paul says in our text for today, your mother and your grandmother, they instilled that faith in you. And so I want to remind you, this is verse 6, to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. And he says this, he says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. Amen. So saints, in order for Timothy to be able to fan into flame his gift for ministry, he must draw on his spiritual heritage. Amen. But he must develop that gift that God had placed inside of him. And that gift his mother and grandmother had taught him the word of God. And he says, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. Hallelujah. The words fan into flame, Paul uses. That means stir up. That means rekindle. Hallelujah. The gift that God has given Timothy. Stir it up. It's like a burning inside, he's saying. He wants him to develop it. Don't just waste that gift. Develop it. Hallelujah. And Paul encourages Timothy to fan in the flame. Amen. His gift for ministry by drawing on his spiritual heritage. I want to say to you today, we all have a heritage. We all have a heritage. Every last one of us has a heritage. And we can trace our families back to where they originated. We know the careers that they worked, whether they were on the train line or whatever they did, the lives that they lived. Amen. Even our health is connected to our ancestors, our family. When you go to the doctors, when you go to the hospital, they're writing their down. Now, is anybody else in your family had this? Now, tell me, has anybody had that? Because they want to know, has it been down the line? Amen. Amen. Our family heritage gives us a complete picture of our identity, who we are and where we came from. Praise God. So likewise, as Christians, we all have a spiritual heritage. Touch your neighbor and say, we all have a spiritual heritage too. Amen. We all have a spiritual heritage. Our spiritual heritage consists of the people who introduced us to Jesus Christ. Can you think of that one who introduced you to Jesus Christ? I thank you, Lord, for my mother, for my grandfather. I thank you for my Sunday school teacher. I thank you for my pastor. Just think of those who introduced you to Christ, and they helped you to mature in Christ. Just think of your journey in the faith. Amen. Now, for some of us, our spiritual heritage may be linked to a special church. That's where you found the Lord at. Praise God. Your spiritual heritage might be linked to a certain pastor who led you to Jesus Christ. Or it might be to a teacher. It might be to a friend. And as in Timothy's case, it says his mother and his grandmother, they taught him the word of God. Hallelujah. And it says, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which was first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And now I am persuaded lives also in you. Saying 2 Timothy 1:5, Timothy, we see he grew up in a house of faith under his mother and his grandmother. His mother and his grandmother were both Jewish while his father was a Gentile. And the word of God says his mother and his grandmother taught him about God. Hallelujah. We thank God for our grandmothers who are teaching us, our mothers who are teaching us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And what Paul is reminding Timothy is that he comes from a great family of faith. His mother Eunice, his grandmother Lois, they were great women of faith. And Paul sees that Timothy has followed in his footsteps. Hallelujah. And he's telling Timothy, you need to draw on your heritage of faith. You need to draw on that for strength and guidance in order to be able to carry the torch of ministry that Paul is passing on to him. In order for Timothy to fan into flame his gift for ministry, he must draw on his spiritual heritage. And Paul says he must also develop the gifts that God has placed within him. Paul encourages him to develop his gift in verse 6. He says, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into the flame the gift of God, which is in you through my laying on of hand." Amen. He is saying, stir it up, those gifts that are in there. Stir them up. Rekindle them. Hallelujah. Saints, the gift that God has given Timothy is like a fire. It's burning up inside of him. And Paul wants him to stir it up in there. Don't waste it. Hallelujah. He wants him to be overcome with passionate love for the Lord and for the lost and use his gifts to be a blessing to the body of Christ and to further the kingdom of God. He is saying, stir it up. Hallelujah. And you know what? It's like we have, just pretend like this is us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And you see, we've got gifts in us. Now, these gifts don't look too good, but, you know, but they're in there. Amen. God can work it, add something in there, make it look a little prettier. Hey, hallelujah. But when you start stirring, he says they're in there. And we didn't let them get all settled at the bottom. Some of that stuff settled at the top. I don't know what that is. Amen. But Paul is saying, stir it up. Don't let it just sit down there. Stir it up. Hallelujah. Get on fire. Hallelujah. Let it go all over you. Hallelujah. From the top of you to the bottom of you. Hallelujah. Oh, high five your neighbor and say, stir it up, neighbor. Just stir it up, neighbor. Stir it up. Stir it up. And I'm praying that the Holy Spirit, you're allowing the Holy Spirit to stir, get you a stirring today. Amen. Now, for some of us, it's not enough just to stir up. It's not enough just to get all stirred up nice like this. Some of us, we got to shake it loose, too. Not only do we need stirring up, we need to shake it loose. Somebody here today, you might just need a good stirring. This all you need. And now you're going to be on fire for the Lord. You just stirred up them gifts. You ready to serve. You ready to be a blessing. Hallelujah. But now for some of us, hallelujah, we need not only a good stirring, some of us need a good shaking too. Oh my goodness. We need to shake ourselves up. We need to shake off the complacency that we got. Oh, we just sitting there. Yeah, I'll get down there to Bible study one of these. Oh yeah, I'll go over there and help them out one. Oh yeah, I'm gonna go and invest myself over there to help the church out. You know, we gotta shake off the indifference. Some of us, we gotta shake off the pride. Some of us, we gotta shake off selfishness. Amen. Some of us gotta shake off worldliness. Praise God. Some of us gotta shake off that fear. Some of us gotta shake off doubt. Some of us gotta shake off depression. Hallelujah. Some of us need to shake off some hypocrisy. Amen. We some on Sunday and some else Monday through Saturday. Hallelujah. Some of us need to shake off a lying spirit. Amen. As my Aunt Helen, she used to tell, she said, "You're lying and the truth ain't in you." You couldn't lie to Aunt Helen. You're lying and the truth ain't in you. You just need to shake it off. Shake off that bitterness. Shake off that unforgiveness. Hallelujah. Just shake it off. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Acts 28. The word of God says a poisonous snake fastened itself on Paul's hands. And the word of God, it didn't say that Paul just sat there and said, I'ma just wait for the Holy Spirit to take this snake off my hand. I'ma just sit here and just wait to see what happened. The word of God says he stood up and he shook that snake right off him because it had its fangs right in. He just shook that thing right off of him. Hallelujah. He shook it loose. Now, our women's choir, they are going to conclude our message today. And they sing a song, "Shake Loose of Everything That Binds You Up." Hallelujah. Now, like Paul told Timothy, your mother, your grandmother taught you. You got it, Timothy. God gave you gifts. You got it, Timothy. Now, stir it up. Stir it up, Timothy. And shake loose of whatever the devil is trying to bind you into. Amen. So whether it is a spirit of addiction, whether it's a spirit of nicotine, whether it's the spirit of worldliness, whether it's the spirit of anger. Some of us just need to shake the anger off. Whether we are being unforgiven, we need to just shake it off. Some of us are depressed. We just got, in the name of Jesus, stir up what's in there and just shake that depression right on off in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of us are fearful. Some of us need to shake off that unbelief, that worry, that anxiety. Amen. We're letting a lot of things, saints, drain the life out of us. We let a lot of things drain the joy out of our lives. We let a lot of things drain the love out of our lives. And so we got to stir it up. High five your neighbor again. Stir it up. Stir it up. Stir up. Stir up the anointing. Stir up the calling. Stir up the faith. Stir up the love. Stir up the joy. Hallelujah. Stir it up. Hallelujah. Sometimes we let our hearts get so hard. And so we just got to get in there. Holy Spirit, just go in there and just shake loose our heart. Make our hearts pliable, Holy Spirit, that you can come in there and do your thing, Holy Spirit. Amen. It's not that we don't love the Lord, but we ain't praising like we used to. We're not praying like we used to. We're not reading the word like we used to. We're not singing like we used to. And what we need is a good shaking up. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as our women's choir come, I'm going to ask that some of us need to stand. Some of us need to do some shaking. Amen. Now we're going to stir those gifts, and you're going to shake. I want everybody to think in your mind, what is it that has you bound? What is it as being a challenge? Is it depression? Is it doubt? Is it unbelief? Is it unforgiveness? Is it fear? Is it worry? Think what it is and ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I want to shake it loose. I want it off of me. Just imagine it being that snake that was on Paul's head. He said, whoa, he just took it right off. Hallelujah. Amen. So rise to your feet, and I want you to do some shaking. Amen. We're not going to go home the same. We're going to shake loose. Amen. Shake loose. Amen. Amen. We praise God for the women like Eunice and Lois. Amen. And we want to be able, amen, to take those gifts of faith that have been instilled in us.